Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:05 Monday morning, and we are going to jump right into the trash here. First off, if you have been following Jeopardy on this epic run that this James Holzhauer is doing, this is a spoiler alert right now. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. If you don't want to know what goes down tonight, as you know, he's poised to take the new record. Tonight could be the night.
How do you know if tonight hasn't happened yet?
Leaked footage.
Oh.
Appears to show. Oh, I'm so sorry. I actually, spoiler alert for tonight's Jeopardy.
Well, then don't report it if you don't want to.
I
want to
hear.
You want to.
I want
to
hear.
She I'm
wants
torn.
To, everyone.
I'm very torn.
Because he loses, huh?
Does he lose?
Oh, man.
How close is he to the number?
He's $60,000 away from the record.
Oh.
You think he threw it?
That's interesting.
Well, how no. can he fall now?
Right.
60,000 shy of the record.
I'm going to not do it.
It's if too late.
You already did it.
You just did it.
I
already.
Just did it.
I didn't
I'm
do
not going to do it after
just
I've done
give us
it.
The details.
After I'm going to tell
Take
you,
it back.
I'm
well, look,
not going to say
just,
it.
It's just a leak. It could be completely wrong.
Yeah.
But it does appear to show him being defeated.
Mm. Wah, wah.
Well, that's the only source I saw.
I think it's misinformation, and it's just not true.
It's possible.
Fake news, Sarah.
Could be fake news. So, I mean, they're showing a total that is lower at the end of the final Jeopardy question than the other person who's up there. So, there you go. Could be over tonight. Could be. Maybe, and maybe like Vinny said, maybe he threw it. Maybe he wanted to keep Ken Jennings as the guy.
I think that this is misinformation.
I kind of hope it is. I sort of want it to continue.
I don't.
Now I'm seeing it on a bunch of other sites, too. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's typical of the internet.
Yeah.
Someone sees a piece of news and goes, oh, I gotta run with it before I know for sure.
I don't care if I know for sure. I'm just going to do it. So anyway, there may or may not be big breaking news about Jeopardy tonight.
I guess we'll have to watch and find out.
Okay.
Real name.
I'm gonna give you a picture. Lindsay Lohan is back in the studio, leaving fans hopeful for new music.
Really?
Lindsay Lohan. Let's revisit some old Lindsay. Lindsay can sing.
She can't. Was that song Rumor?
Rumors. She also had I Wanna Come First.
I liked this song when it was out.
Oh, yeah. She had some hits. She actually weirdly reminds me of, like, Britney. Like, this is a song that if Lindsay hadn't said, yeah, I'll do that one, they would have been like, Britney, you want this one?
Yeah.
Do you think that song's a hit without a video?
Oh, I didn't see the video. I don't know. And I don't even know where I heard it. Maybe Radio Disney or something.
This, the Rumor song?
Yeah.
You know what? I was working at Station Sacramento at the time when we were playing it.
Oh. Was Abby. It like a top 40 kind of thing?
Oh.
I want to hear that. I want to come first. That was my favorite. Oh, yeah.
We've
wanna
heard worse.
Wanna come first.
Were any of these songs, hit songs that she sang, part of that movie Herbie?
Oh.
I feel like I saw a video playing on repeat at the gym near my house in San Mateo. And it was like, what? I don't understand why she's... I mean, she's a cute girl.
Sure. Oh, yeah. So she must look great in the video. Are they good videos?
That's what I'm thinking is that that's why because she's a celebrity and does a song
right.
and there's a video, it's a hit.
Right.
Whereas, why would it be otherwise?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's no reason.
They're not the best songs in the whole world. Although
that
I Wanna Come First, I love. I used to listen to that all the time.
Well, anyway, so you're saying there's more hits to come.
That's
from
what
Lindsay.
It sounds like in the picture.
The song First is from Herbie.
Oh, okay,
it is.
There you
oh,
go.
Funny. I wanna come first.
And that's the one.
In the picture that she posted up on Instagram, She's wearing headphones, and she seems to be deep in thought. She looks down at some paperwork on the stand in front of her, maybe the lyrics. They're saying that there are diehard Lilo fans out there who are, they cannot wait for new music from her. Her first album, Speak, was released in 2004, reached number 4 on Billboard's 200. And a year later, she did an album called A Little More Personal, Raw, in parentheses, and it doesn't say if that charted or not. But, you know, she made it to fourth place. That's good.
Be a great story if she made a comeback.
Oh, it would be.
But that bar in Greece and the TV show,
I don't think that's the comeback.
That's not it.
Lindsay's Beach Bar.
I watched maybe 2 episodes. It's awful.
Oh. Is
she
beautiful in it?
And you know all the awful TV I watch.
Yeah, sure. Does she look beautiful? But she's such a bitch that...
She looks a little haggard, I would have to say.
Well, she's getting older. You know?
Yeah, we all
that
are.
That doesn't... Mm. That's not... Don't say that. That's not it. She's not taking care of herself. That's it.
I have some sad news.
Uh-oh.
I love this show, and it's ending after season 6.
Oh, I thought you meant this show. I'm like, what? We're ending?
Oh, no.
Is that why our key cards didn't work this morning?
Whose key card didn't work?
Just kidding.
Oh, it's, God.
I climbed up the side of the wall here and came in through the window.
HBO is confirming that Silicon Valley will end after season 6. I'm so
because what's his name isn't on there anymore?
That's the first thing that I just thought of is that guy is celebrating. Like, in your face.
Right.
I
TJ?
Leave.
Yeah, TJ Miller. Right.
Yep.
HBO announced on Friday that the upcoming 6th season of Silicon Valley will be the show's last. Mm. If you've been following it all along, then you know that at the end of season 4, is it Gavin Belson?
Uh-huh.
Who?
There's the one that died who was like the more like the Apple guy, and then there's
right.
So
is Hooli or something like that?
Yeah, Hooli is that the Gavin Belson guy? Mm-hmm. So he leaves TJ Miller doped out like in Nepal
opium,
or something,
yeah.
Right? He says, is this enough money to keep him here for 5 years? Keep him doped up? I don't want this guy anywhere near me. So he left the show at that point. And there had been all kinds of rumors that he was just not a fun person to work with. Although he was absolutely great on the show.
Yeah.
And they all were. It's a great ensemble cast. And it looks like...
Its run is over is what it looks like.
Season finale for season 5 was last May. Season 6 not even going to air till later this year. I don't see a date when it's going to start back up. But they are saying that season 6 is the end of it.
Mm. Bummer.
I know. Let's see. Ray J. This makes sense.
What about him?
Ray's J's. He's making an investment in a legal marijuana biz, kicking off his very own weed venture named Ray J's. Uh-huh. Hilarious. He's poured about $5 million in. It's here in California. The first rollout will feature pre-rolled joints, which are the Ray J's.
J's. Get it.
Get it?
Joint.
Ray J's.
Right.
He's got a huge greenhouse. I guess there's a video online that if you want to, you know, see him taking you on a tour of his cannabis business, it's it looks sticky, looks good.
Oh, it looks
big greenhouses, yeah,
and colorful.
Yep.
The internet Fruit says he's loopy. Worth $6 million. I don't know how you invested 5.
Mm, he threw it all in there.
That's not a good idea.
The company's called Mad Vibes, MADD Vibes, and they say he is assembling a top-notch gang of ganja experts. Specializing in growing, branding, and marketing herb.
Each area seems to be handling it differently. And when I was driving to the airport from my mom's down the freeway, there's an area where they've designated this is in this area, this town is where you can get your weed.
Oh.
As opposed to it being all over the place. So it seems like they're. I'd say a 5-mile stretch down there.
Wow.
Was billboards everywhere of the different.
How funny.
What do they call them? Dispensaries?
Dispensaries, uh-huh. Yeah.
Of the different dispensaries that were off the freeway that you could go to.
Dang.
But those were. So people are coming from.
Miles around.
I don't know how far around. I thought it was legal in all of California, but right. I guess certain towns are saying, not here, but.
We don't want it. Huh. So there was a town specifically. Do you remember the name?
I don't, but it was right off the freeway near the Ontario airport.
Uh-huh.
on our way there.
So people who are looking, I'm sure, are
well
aware. Well,
the billboards are there for sure.
Good to know. Lil Yachty. What's the last thing we heard about Lil Yachty? I feel like that's a name he hear from
that,
time to time.
He did that environmental song, the one with all the celebrities.
He was part of the...
Oh, with Lil Dicky?
With Lil Dicky.
Oh, no. I was thinking of Lil Dicky. Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry, I got my Lils mixed up.
Lil Yachty. Yeah, there's a lot of Lils. Is this a Lil Yachty song?
Yeah, let me find one with just him. That way we know it's him singing.
I feel like he was in the news recently for some other reason, I guess.
So there's a Lil Yachty.
They say he has dropped gajillions of dollars on like his expensive grills and all his bling that he wears everywhere. But he does not have overall expensive taste. He was in attendance for a birthday party for his record label, Quality Control's CEO. The guy's name is Pierre Thomas. They call him P.
P-E-E.
That's what they call him.
P-E-E?
Pierre. Like, P. All right. When he decided that nothing there was to his taste. He did not like the menu. It looks like the menu showed gourmet items like lobster wontons, chicken satay, miso glazed sea bass.
What did he want, McDonald's or something?
Wagyu. That's exactly what he wanted. It even offered Wagyu beef. Is that, it says here it's ridiculously expensive. Hooman, you must have had Wagyu beef.
I have, yeah. So it's like, I think it's a Japanese type of way of preparing the beef.
Well, the next picture he posted was of a McDonald's McChicken sandwich with the caption, thank you, Uber Eats. It seems that he decided that he needed something else. There's nothing here that I want to eat. So he documented the whole process on his Instagram story, and he wanted the hot and spicy McChicken sandwich. I haven't had the hot and spicy. And then I guess Migos was across the table from him, being like, hey, can I have a bite of that? Mm-hmm. He wasn't the only one. And the little Yachty got what he wanted for dinner. I guess when you're a little Yachty, you can have whatever you want.
You betcha.
I don't want those lobster wontons. I mean, at least try them, you know?
It's a Japanese beef cattle breed.
Oh.
Wagyu.
Oh.
It's pricey, too.
But you loved it?
I can't even remember it. It was fine.
Some other examples are like Kobe beef and Matsusaka beef.
What?
Oh,
Matsusaka. No. Matsusaka beef.
Sounds delicious. And finally, I guess you guys can choose Kim Kardashian, Kenny Rogers, or Bob Ross. I hit it first. So is that your choice is Kim Kardashian?
Yeah. Not really. I just wanted to play that song.
Oh, do the... I know the Kenny Rogers story. It's just so sad.
All right, I'll do
Kenny
Rogers.
Oh, don't do this. Oh, you want her to do the sad one?
It's not sad. He's fine.
I feel
He'll
like
live.
It's sad.
He's 80. Doesn't look like he used to. Not because 80. He's just gotten older. He had his whole face pulled back. Anyway, his reps are shutting down some wild misinformation from the tabloids that are saying he's near death. It seems to have started. He checked into a hospital to be treated for dehydration. Mm. You know, people, you got to drink enough water. I don't know why these people keep getting dehydration. He's still there doing physical therapy. So I guess they thought it was serious. Anyway, they say he's fine. His people released a statement on Instagram. Kenny was recently admitted to a local Georgia hospital and treated for dehydration. He'll remain there to complete some physical therapy to get his strength back prior to discharge. He appreciates the concern and well wishes he's received from his fans and assures everyone he plans on sticking around through the years to come.
Hmm. 80 Is that
years
right?
Old. Yeah, 80 years old. He canceled dates on his farewell tour last year because of, quote, health challenges.
I forgot what kind of cancer he has.
Oh, God, he's got some kind of cancer, too?
He's got a few things going on.
Oh, boy.
Poor guy.
I love this song. Oh, no, this isn't the song I thought it was.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was No One to Hold 'Em.
No One to Hold 'Em.
No One to Fold 'Em. No One to Walk Away. No One to Run. You never count your money. While you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Play it.
We already sang the whole thing. I feel like we don't either. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff. Why do we bail on plans, morning routines, sex dungeon, and more?
T-Mobile, they want you to know that they are behind Pride.
That's
right.
It's a big,
special year for Pride. It's the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots.
That's right. So that's why T-Mobile and New York City's Stonewall Museum have teamed up to tell the stories of those who were integral to the monumental event in LGBTQ history.
So they're telling stories of people like Marsha P. Johnson, who's a black transgender woman credited with starting the riot. She threw a shot glass at a mirror during a police raid of the Stonewall Inn in 1969.
Right. The following year, she opened a shelter to help gay, transgender, and nonconforming youth.
And 50 years later, because of people like Marsha Johnson, and everyone else who fought for LGBTQ acceptance, we celebrate Pride as a time of joy and happiness. Certainly, we celebrate it here.
Right. T-Mobile's into it. They believe it's important to remember the history of progress we enjoy today. So before you head out to the Pride Parade on Sunday, June 30th, visit StonewallMuseum.org and read the touching stories of those who made all this progress possible.
Let's all get out there with T-Mobile and show our unlimited pride together.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday. You can watch this show live every day. We've got cameras trained on all of us. You can see how cute we look. Oh, God, we really put some serious effort. Yeah, super cute, Human. Thank you. Just go to RadioAlice.com/watch. It takes you directly to the Looking Glass. Our own Vaughn is in there handling the dials, etc. So watch our show live every day, and then it loops throughout the day.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. That's our station's website. We would like you to wear it out.
Yes, please.
RadioAlice.com. Work it overtime. Show it who the boss is. Yeah.
Just click it a few times a day. It'd be huge.
Take it to Pound Town.
Yeah, take it to Pound Town.
Yeah,
exactly.
Thank you.
Show it what?
Right. Here's what's happening. I just saw this for the first time. I don't know enough about it, but I figure it's worth a report while we've got Human here, because after he leaves, so does all the highfalutin taste.
Oh, All right.
Here we go.
A former employee of celebrated American chef Thomas Keller. Anybody?
Oh, yeah, French Laundry.
Okay. Mm. Is suing him and his 3-star Michelin restaurants for pregnancy discrimination.
Uh-oh.
Vanessa Scott Allen says she was denied a job transfer from Per Se.
Yeah.
Anybody?
No,
I haven't been there. But that's another one
of his restaurants?
Yeah.
In New York to the French Laundry in California.
She wanted a transfer.
She wanted a transfer and was denied it.
Well, that's
pregnancy discrimination.
And was ultimately let go because she was pregnant.
Oh.
Scott Allen's lawyer says she's seeking $5 million in damages
and
hopes her trial will highlight the culture of misogyny in fine dining. The trial opens today in Napa.
Wow.
It's interesting. I don't know enough about it. From what I'm reading there, I don't know that you're owed a transfer by anyone ever.
But being fired for being pregnant is different.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
there's
but denying a transfer, I mean, you know.
No, we hired you to work here.
Yeah.
So you work here.
Right.
I mean, I would love a transfer to... No, I wouldn't, actually. I live here and I own a home here. But you know what I mean.
Sure.
I mean, why wouldn't we want to transfer to... Right. Anywhere. And Intercom would say, no.
Yeah, no.
Your market value is in San Francisco. The answer is no.
You're worthless to us outside San Francisco.
Hello? So
it looks like she might have a case here. From what I'm reading, apparently as soon as they found out she was pregnant, they asked her to sign a notice of resignation.
Oh.
Oh, goodness.
And she's like, no, because I'll lose my health insurance. And then...
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Babies are expensive. Mm-hmm.
So it looks like she's got a good case.
Well, good luck to
her. He can afford it. Let me just say that.
Who can afford it?
Thomas Keller.
Nobody can afford $5 million.
Wow.
Well, what he should afford is the insurance necessary for one of his employees to have a child and then a safe work environment to return to.
He's worth $150 million.
Boy, he is. No wonder he charges so much for his.
He's the most famous chef in the whole world.
In the whole world?
In the whole world.
What about the Iron Chef?
No, yeah. Not compared to this. So when
what
they
about
were,
that guy with the Guy Fieri?
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
When they
They're
were,
more
what
famous.
About
Chef Morimoto?
Oh, Ramsay Bolton.
Who says bam?
Oh, Emil Lagasse.
What about Wolfgang Puck?
Yeah, what about him?
Wolfgang Puck's 15 minutes are over.
Yeah, no.
I mean, come
listen,
on.
This
who
Thomas
talks about
Keller
him?
Guy who no one even knows this guy.
No one even Emil knows Lagasse.
Thomas Lagasse. Keller was the,
yeah,
was like the consultant.
That hot Italian chick.
Who?
Eloise.
Nobody. Eloise what?
I don't know.
Aloysius?
Rachel Ray.
Oh, yeah, Rachel Ray.
Martha Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
No.
What Come on, Thomas
hot,
Keller,
the,
please.
The Italian chick's like one name.
Oh, Giada.
Giada Laurentiis.
Yeah,
Giada Laurentiis.
Thomas Keller.
What about the guy who's a Mario Batali? He's in trouble.
Oh, he's in trouble.
Yeah.
Thomas Keller was the consultant for Ratatouille. Need I say more?
What?
You see Ratatouille?
Yeah.
The rat who cooks in the kitchen?
Right. Yeah.
The Pixar movie?
Yep. Yeah.
It's all
Thomas. Washes his hand in a drop of water.
Yeah.
The rat.
Anyway, I'll let you know how that goes for them.
Okay.
Wow.
According to a new survey, the average person has 31% more social events in the summer than other times of the year.
Mm, a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff starts piling up.
I have a lot of things coming up this summer.
I already feel like I've had a busy year to this point. I'm over it.
Life is busy, Vinny.
I don't like it.
But that's how it is. And when you have kids, then suddenly all of their stuff matters, too.
You know what? I feel like the wedding's like the last thing on my long list this year. And I don't want to be caught saying, I can't wait till we're on the other side of that thing. I don't want to say that out loud because I know that's not going to
fly.
But, oh, man, it's like once that's done.
It's not okay.
Just think of it. Just say to her, I can't wait to marry you.
Yeah. All the time say that to her.
Okay.
That'll make her feel good.
She doesn't need to know you're thinking.
Yeah, no matter what you're thinking in your head.
I can't wait to get this over with.
No, yeah, just
oh my God.
Change those words out.
That was Bryn. I didn't say that.
What?
Oh, that wasn't us listening into your head.
Anyway.
We can hear your thoughts.
Summers are busy. Here's why we bail on plans.
Oh.
Because you want to watch a show you're binge watching and you can't walk away from it.
Yeah.
Double booking. Is that a legit reason for you to miss events? Double booking?
If I double book, I space them out just enough so I can attend both.
Oh, boy.
Even
you
triple.
Are good at like having a bunch of things to do. He puts in an appearance, takes a few pictures to post on social media so everyone knows he was there, and then he goes to the next event.
Oh, so that's allowed when it's you, but if I show up at your house, no one's there to help me get in, I take a picture out on the street, and that doesn't fly.
No, that's
I get it.
You did not even try.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
My God.
Did
it.
How come all of us made it there?
Yeah. Because you guys, I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. Because we went.
Because we actually went. That's why we showed up there.
You know, honestly, like my house from Blim's is about 9 minutes.
I went. I told you I was outside. You guys were nowhere to be found. I tried
to
text
you.
You
had to park your car and get out of it.
This was before we got on T-Mobile. My text didn't go through.
Oh, well,
I just didn't feel like going is on the list of reasons why we bail on plans.
Sarah,
too tired, feeling sick, and bad weather.
Sarah, have you recently bailed on any big plans?
I don't know. Probably. I bail on stuff all the time.
Like any trips or anything like that? Have you bailed on any trips?
Oh, well, we bailed on a trip a few months ago.
Oh, what was the trip to?
Alaska.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anybody upset about that?
Yeah. I mean, they weren't psyched.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Well, trip to Alaska.
What was the reason you gave for bailing?
I don't know. We just didn't, you know, we're grown-ups. So we didn't want to go.
He knows something. Yeah, what's he's trying to say? Why is he poking you?
I really wish
fishing
he'd stop
for something.
It,
but...
what are we fishing for?
Yeah, nothing.
Do you want to tell the story or do you not?
I literally do not want to tell the story.
Okay. Sounds like Human wants to tell it, though.
Yeah.
I don't.
Did you want to say something?
I just didn't know if, you know.
Do you have something you want to share, Human?
No. I mean,
good.
If you've got.
Move on. Oh, here we go.
Questions?
Move on.
I think salmon is the fish of choice in Alaska.
Do you?
I like halibut.
All
yeah,
right.
But
I love lobster.
You do you?
I do. Yes.
You do.
Right.
Have you? A head teacher who used school funds to turn his office into a sex dungeon.
Oh. His office became a sex dungeon?
That was crisp.
That was. That hurt. It's going to leave a mark.
Has been banned from his profession for life.
Yeah. There's no more.
James Stewart, 74.
Oh. He should have retired a while ago.
We just don't get out of our kinky heads once we're there, huh?
Yeah. Maybe his brain was starting to fail him and he thought it would be a good idea.
He was executive principal at this academy until 2014 when the Department of Education launched an investigation into his running of the school. He was convicted of fraud and misconduct in public office. Oh, he was in jail for 4 years.
Oh. Him in jail for fraud, not because he had the sex dungeon.
Well, the former teacher defrauded the school of £100,000, which is $126,000. He used that money to pay off credit card debt and bills. And he also turned his office into an inner sanctum where sex toys and condoms were found.
Huh.
He admitted he drank booze on site.
Uh-oh.
And liked having regular sex with another adult in one of his school offices.
Oh, thank goodness, another adult. I'm glad they specified that.
Well, that's a mashup.
His issues left the school in serious financial difficulty, not the least because of the activities of its former head, which included building a sex dungeon alongside his office for private use.
Wow.
Is that wrong?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah, you probably just, you're a school administrator. It seems like you really need to keep your private life private. Yep, you're wrong.
So we're hearing the story now because that's the board's finding is that he cannot return to teaching ever.
No.
And so he did jail time.
So he served his time.
He wanted
now
to go back
out.
To work, and they said, no.
Like, did you keep my sex dungeon intact? I want to go
never
back to my
come
job.
Back.
Sir, you're not welcome in the building anymore.
You know, as you brought up the pot business, that who just jumped in? Ray J? Yeah. Ray's Joints? Oregon is awash in marijuana. Mm. And they're actually taking steps to curb production. They have so much.
Oh, too much.
And this is one of the issues as these businesses
flourish.
Well, they're not. That's the thing. You got to find, everybody's got to find their thing, their niche, their place. Their
Everybody
market,
wants in.
Their customers.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not, it's not an unlimited market.
Right. Yep. It's true. Even like the booze industry settled down. Like, you know, there is what there is.
But booze can be enjoyed most places,
yes.
Whereas smoke
yep.
of even the vape kind can't right. be done.
And when you're just growing the stuff, acres and acres, now there's a glut on the market and the prices are going down. Nobody's making any money.
They're attempting to reduce the inventory there, but I would imagine right now taking a trip to Oregon.
Good times.
If
maybe
you're
that's where
pot,
we'll go when we get our RV this summer. That'll be great.
Are you getting one?
No.
He won't let me get one. It sounds like you got one.
He said we can rent one and try it out, so we'll do that.
Why don't you do that?
We're going to rent.
You know what, though?
What?
You know what the worst thing is?
Other people's stuff?
Well, no, I don't like that either. But it's the people in the rentals. They don't know. They're doing what you're doing, which is you're test driving the thing.
Yeah.
You're worse than the people who know how to drive the things.
Dude, we're just the worst people.
Going extra slow.
Yep.
Stopping.
Well, I probably won't have to drive it, so we'll go pretty fast.
Oh, man.
You think he'll go out and practice first?
He should, shouldn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
He should.
Yeah.
Because people are going to be behind you
guys. He's not 80 either. That's the thing. You know, it seems like a lot of times you drive by an RV and there's, you know, some old dude in the pilot seat.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny.
The phrase, when it rains, it pours, comes from Morton's salt ads in the 1910s.
It doesn't.
When
it
rains, it pours.
They didn't just appropriate that.
The phrase, when it rains, it pours, comes from a Morton Salt ad from the 1910s.
I remember that. Had the little girl with the umbrella, yellow umbrella.
I think that's still their logo, right?
Yeah. The salt still pours out. It doesn't get all moist. It's clumped together.
The world's first breast implants were given to a dog named Esmeralda in Texas. In 1962.
Yeah, why?
To see if they'd work.
Oh.
They did. And then Doctor started giving them to people.
No, oh, start with the dogs. That's poor Esmeralda. That's terrible.
Yeah, what happened to Esmeralda?
That doesn't say.
The silicone leaked.
Luke Combs wrote a song called When It Rains, It Pours.
Wow.
If you want to.
People say that, you know. It's like when bad things happen. And then they just keep on happening. They never stop. Man, when it rains, it pours.
Right.
And then, I had no idea that Morton's was behind that. I thought they just took it and made it there.
Yeah, I had no idea Luke Walton wrote a song about it.
It's delicious.
Luke Walton? No, Luke Walton's the coach of
Luke Combs.
Your boy's basketball team.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how did their investigation go, by the way?
I don't know, man. I feel so bad. I saw Chris the other day, and I'm like, what are you going to do about your coach? He goes, well, we got an investigation. We got our own investigation going on.
Mm. Yeah, how's that going? Tell us what's happening. Where is it at?
I don't really press into these things. I just ask the question and then try not to bring it up again.
Huh. I wonder what their own invent. Do they go to his house? Like sneak over at dinner time and see what's what?
Yeah. I'm reading here that people are
knock on the door. Everything okay? Well, are you up to something untoward?
Well, I mean, I don't. When a company says they've got their own investigation. Go on. What are you reading?
I'm just reading, you know, some people are saying he would be better off leaving. So.
Well, I'm sure the Kings would be better off. I don't think he would be.
Yeah, he wants to.
I just don't know how effective of a coach you can be under this kind of, like, scrutiny. But maybe
things pass.
Maybe he can thrive.
Who knows?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. There is no way that McDonald's Uber Eats wasn't a paid promotion. They just launched their partnership.
Oh, him and Little Yachty? Little Yachty and Uber Eats?
No.
McDonald's
and Uber Eats.
Oh. Yeah, probably. Well, I fell for it, as usual.
I'm loving it.
I also fell for the thing where James Holzhauer has a night tonight. So
and
maybe I promoted that. Well, maybe that was just Jeopardy promoting.
More tune-ins?
Yeah, more tune-ins.
Will he or won't he?
Will he or won't he? Who knows?
Hey, guys. I'm as big an alternative fan as anyone, but I'm with Hooman. Billie Eilish does nothing for me. Mm. Her music is unlistenable, and her videos are just gross. Mm.
She's like a pop sensation.
Yeah, I've only seen the one video, but I think she's great. I really like her.
Makes me depressed. This doesn't make you depressed?
No, it's neat. It's like, look at a 17-year-old accomplishing things.
I work out to this music. It's so inspiring.
You work out to this?
I love it.
No, you don't.
Are you prone to depression, though?
No, I wouldn't say I'm prone to it. But, you know, I get sad like everybody else.
Oh, I love this tune. It's good. How can you not love that?
My 21-year-old son loves Billie Eilish. He likes her music, but as a sound and editing geek, is in awe of Billie's brother that does all the production.
Yeah, they did that like at their house, right?
That's well, all their, everybody
like
does
YouTube
it at their house now,
star?
Right?
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
Doesn't Franti pretty much do it anywhere he opens his laptop? Yeah. He just records.
It's good times. Well, not really. It's a hard time to be in music because no one buys albums anymore. But
I
he
do.
Definitely tours.
I
yeah, you're the
do.
One guy.
I'm the dummy. Who's this?
This is Billy.
Mm-hmm. I work out to this, too. I'm weird like that, though.
That is weird.
I'm not running.
This is good stretching music.
No, I'm lifting.
All right, I'll read more text on the other side of these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.